from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 26 dead in mass shooting in Texas. A man who was dishonorably discharged from the United States Air Force opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers and wounding at least 20. Texas reporter Austin York on whether a motive has been established.
Why he chose this community, why he did this at all, is still unclear.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
For these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We appreciate the first responders and what they've done to help respond to this challenge.
Sunday's Texas shooting follows a mass killing in Las Vegas just last month that took 58 lives. President Trump is in Japan for a two-week Asia visit. He's pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis and defended his language on North Korea.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong, but look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels in Yemen announced Monday it was temporarily closing off Yemen's land, sea, and airports as it further accused Iran of being behind a missile attack on Riyadh. Iran contends that they're not helping the Houthis. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Monday that the Iran nuclear agreement was working and that the decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to decertify the agreement was made without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say, it's a violation. There's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
A key member of the negotiating team at the time, Mr. Kerry, told an audience at Chatham House in London that the decision to focus entirely on the nuclear issue and not problems such as Iran's missile program and interference in the region was deliberate and strategic.
If you're going to deal with an Iran or any country, not just Iran, by the way, that is acting in your judgment outside of the norms of global behavior, it is better to deal with that country if it doesn't have a nuclear weapon than if it does.
He said Mr. Trump's decision to decertify the deal was made based on no science, no fact, not any evidence whatsoever. As the Islamic State loses its remaining strongholds in Iraq and Syria, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is facing a growing chorus of questions from NATO allies and partners about what the next steps will be in the region to preserve peace and ensure the militants don't rise again. Heading into a week of meetings with Nordic countries and allies across Europe, observers say Secretary Mattis must begin to articulate what has been a murky American policy on how the future of Syria unfolds. Newly leaked documents show U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross shares significant business interests through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Now, Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. Ross says he removed himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics officials to ensure the highest ethical standards. A Belgian judge has granted Catalan ex-leader Carles Puigdemont conditional release. Spain issued an international arrest warrant for him over his role in the region's independence push. And China has added two satellites to its homegrown global navigation and positioning network that seeks to reduce reliance on the U.S.-based global positioning systems. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.